good afternoon. Here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 22nd of October 2025. My, how the year is bolting, isn't it? My name's Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's good to be here in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre. We're in the Gawler, the Cultural Heritage Research Centre, which has all sorts of interesting things. And today, one of the tables is absolutely loaded with copies of catalogues from Gawler Show dating back probably 50 or 60 years, yeah. I'd say, and multiple copies of some. So it looks like we're going to be working our way through them for the collection for people to be able to access. So, and in the background we have Les and Jill working away on their work. They're waving. We'll wave back. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, the Lady Alice, which is a mine, a gold mine. The manager, in his last report to the directors, dated 20 October, says the tribute confines their work to sloping alone. They having sufficient ground open up to keep them sloping for the remainder of their term, consequently are not driving either end. The slope south of the rise is looking very well, carrying good copper and gold. Okay, I'll leave someone else to interpret what that actually meant.
I'm gathering sloping is going down.
We're sloping, but tribute yes. doesn't make sense, but that must be terminology for mining terminology. Tributes, okay.
I guess drive, I assume everyone knows what a drive is, but it's like the tunnel off the main shaft. But then that may not be... Yeah. I'm familiar with that terminology growing up in the land.
Oh, right, yes, of course.
Going under the church and... But sloping isn't what I've heard.
Sloping, but it was tribute.
Yeah.
And that got me mining. I'm going to look it up. Okay, so tribute mining is a system where miners work a mine or a section of it under a formal agreement with the mine owner and are paid a percentage of the value of the ore they extract. So they're basically labourers.
Yes.
Under this system, groups of miners known as tributers are granted the right to mine a specific area for a set period and agree to pay the owner a proportion of their production in exchange.
So they're not paid for their labour, but they're...
Paid for their what they take.
Yeah. So if there's no gold to be found, they're working for nothing.
For nothing, yeah. And the mine owner finds out that his mine is worthless for nothing. So there you go. There's a terminology.
Lady Alice did continue for quite some time, I think, so I found a reference to it and made a note of it, but I don't know where the note is now. So, 100 years ago, attempted burglary. Mr. J. Hamilton of the corner shop Murray Street Gawler has good advertising matter in the fact that his stock has such compelling attraction that even gentry of the undesirable class cannot keep their hands off it. It is not such a great time ago that this shop was visited by burglars and a considerable quantity of goods removed to the loss of the proprietor, for the visitors were never apprehended. Early on Tuesday morning of this week, another attempt was made on the premises, but the described were evidently disturbed in their project and, with the exception of damaging a back door, gained no fruit for their labours. And I guess this entertaining story, it's so beautifully written, is... also of interest because of the recent burglary in the Louvre, so...
Yeah. I mean, that was audacious and they got away with it.
Yes.
That's the amazing part.
Yes, you think the Louvre would be...
I would have thought they would have had impeccable security.
Yes, so would I. I think that's what this has shown up, that their security is somewhat lacking.
Mm.
No better than Mr. J. Hamilton's, obviously.
50 years ago, bus service a hit. Murray's Gawler bus service, which has been in operation for a month, has already proven a success with residents. Co-proprietor Mr. P.J. Murray said this week the service has already received a better response than anticipated. Well, it couldn't have lasted very long.
No.
So, I mean, they've got the bus on demand now, which seems to work quite well.
It does.
Is that paid for by the council?
I think it's probably...
Or part funded?
Part funded, I think, and part state funded. Yeah. It's never going to be profitable. It has to be something that's subsidised. 25 years ago, soaring to world class, In a major coup for the region, the World Club Class Gliding Championship will be held at the Gawler Airfield early next year. More than 50 pilots from 22 countries have already entered the competition. It will be held from January the 8th to January the 26th, 2001. In addition, the championships expect to attract at least 400 international visitors and about 1,000 interstate visitors. I don't remember that happening.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It would have been. I guess I saw the gliders but didn't realise, because I love watching them go over.
I'd love to go out in a glider one day. That's...
I did that. That
was
First time.
Oh,
is my
goodness.
First year of uni, I think. First year in South Australia.
Wow.
I didn't know where Gawler was. I didn't know the northern friend was keen to get into hang gliding. And I came out and went fixed wing gliding, and it was just amazing. It was stunning. And so it's... went over Gawler. That was my introduction to Gawler.
10 years ago, taking care of business, Gawler is renowned for its many pubs, and South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill found out why yesterday. Mr Weatherill, who was in town as part of a three-day country cabinet visit, and member for Light Tony Piccolo, visited several businesses along Murray Street, including the Exchange Hotel, where the Premier was shown the hotel's new renovations. We are just meeting locals and hearing about what their hopes are for the future, also seeing a number of businesses which are growing, Mr Weatherill said. Very good.
Yes.
Okay, well, that brings to an end.
I do have just one
One more thing.
So if you remember last week, the first story was about a Reading in Chevington, and we didn't recognise the name.
Yes.
So I went to all my essays... place name books,
yes,
and couldn't find it. And then it occurred to me, this probably isn't in South Australia. And sure enough, it's in Sussex in England. That's why we didn't recognise it. It's a small town in Sussex in England. So.
But they've picked it up as news.
Yes. And
it must have been reporting on someone that was related to someone in Sussex.
I think because it was considered an unusual Reading.
Yeah.
Maybe my dad comes from.
Right.
He comes from Lewis in Sussex.
Right. Oh, Lewis,
yes.
Yes.
Not far from where I came from,
Yes.
Okay. Well, now we know where Chevington is.
Yes, now we know where Chevington is.
And now we know what a tribute confines...
Yes.
What a tribute is.
Yes.
Confines their work to Sloping Alone. Mm. Yes. Okay.
Very
good.
Today.
It's a good one.
Yes.
Thank you, Jeanette. We'll speak to you next week.
Until next week, Kenny.
Until then. For all light signs.